We have four brothers being baptized tonight. I can't think that we have had this many from even one family on the same night before, maybe. I don't know if we did. Yeah, could be. So a bunch of sisters, but here four brothers. So that is really exciting. We think that baptism is not the end of the life of a disciple, but the beginning. There seem to be a number of churches that see baptism kind of as the thing that you must wait for until you've really proved that you're a Christian. And that goes so far as in some places you can't get baptized until you're 21 or until you've been living on your own so that you have really proved it that you're a Christian. But baptism is an ordinance that is something that, you know, God assigned for us to do. Jesus in particular instructed us to be baptized, and it's a beginning command. It's a beginning ordinance, and so this is the official or formal recognition of a young person or an older person, but in this case for young men tonight. This is their public profession of faith as they are obeying what Jesus said to do. And so this is the formal assembly's acknowledgement of their life as a disciple. So they are not going to know tonight the kinds of things that they're going to know a year from now or 10 years from now. We were talking before the service. I was baptized 40 years ago when I was 7. I have a better idea about what that baptism meant now than I did 40 years ago. And I think that's actually part of what God wants for us as disciples, is to continue to grow in our knowledge and understanding of Jesus himself, and then even as we learn to obey everything that he has commanded. So these young men want to make that public profession of faith. They want you to know that they identify with Jesus, and they want to then be held accountable to that profession in church, at school, certainly then at home as well. So we'll hear from four Leiden young men, and should be good. Okay, so this is Paul. Paul, you want to tell them your name?
Hello, my name is Apollos, and I'm going to get baptized.
Yeah. Paul, short for Apollos, and you are the youngest Leiden brother, right? Yep, okay. And Paul, why do you want to get baptized?
So I could take communion.
Okay, so you could take communion, because we take communion every week as a church, right? So you can come stand right up here. Yep. So we take communion. You see everybody taking communion, and you want to participate in that, which that's actually a benefit. That's a feature, not a bug, that we want young people to want that. So communion is bread and wine that reminds us of Jesus's body and blood. And what is so important about Jesus? So who is Jesus? God. That's the quietest whisper answer I think I have ever heard. And it was right. You said God. Yep. Okay. So God's son, and he came to earth. And then what did Jesus do while he was here?
Get baptized?
Well, he did get baptized, that is true, but there's something even more significant for why we are here. So on Good Friday, what happened to him?
He died and rose again?
Yeah, he died and rose again. So he died because we are sinners, and sinners deserve what?
Death.
Sinners deserve death. And so he died for those who believe in him so that they don't have to pay that eternal punishment, right? So he died for sinners. What's a sin? Like, who tells us what a sin is?
Bible.
The Bible. Yep. So have you sinned?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So actually, we all deserve death. And that's what makes Jesus coming and dying so important. So what do you have to do for Jesus to save you? So he died and rose again. Do you have to pay God a bunch of money? No? Okay. Do you have to go like on a special quest and like rescue a princess out of a tower and beat a dragon? No? Okay. So what do you have to do to be saved by Jesus?
Believe in him.
Believe in him. Yeah. So we are sinners. We deserve death. Jesus died. And those who believe in him, he saves. He saves from eternal death. He saves from the penalty of death and gives us new life. So does baptism save you? No? Okay. Baptism, though, is a picture of something. Do you remember what that is? So when you go down underneath the water.
Oh, a picture of dying and rising up again.
Yeah, a picture of being buried, dying, and then raising back up to walk in newness of life. So you want all of these people who are here to know that you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. And that means that they know you want to identify as a believer in Jesus, as a disciple in Jesus, which means that they might see you disobeying at some time and they might come up to you and say, Paul, I know you're a Christian. I heard you say it and I watched you get baptized. So why aren't you obeying? You're okay with that kind of accountability from all these people?
Yes.
Okay. Your mom and your dad, they're right there. They know it. Yeah. Okay. Good, Paul. Based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Ben, can you tell everybody your name?
I'm Ben.
See, I'm starting with the easy questions, then they get harder. Good. Ben, why do you want to get baptized?
To glorify God, I guess.
Okay. To glorify God. Good. Do you know, how is baptism something that glorifies him? How would that work? It's true. So you're right. Can you tell me why it glorifies him? I can help. I mean, one reason is because he commands it. So you're actually obeying him to be baptized. That's good. So in particular, baptism is a picture of what?
Like dying and rising up again.
Okay, good. Dying and then rising back up again. And who does that remind us of that also, why don't you look out at them rather than your brothers who are giving you encouragement. This reminds us of somebody else who died and rose again, which is who?
Jesus.
Okay. And Jesus died and rose again. Why? Why did he have to do that?
To save us all from our sins.
To save us from our sins. What's a sin? What does it mean to sin?
To do something evil.
Okay, evil. Where do we get a list of what's a sin and what's not a sin? Do you have to like...
The Bible.
The Bible, yep. I was going to see if it was a Twitter account or something like that. No. It's the Bible. Yep. And so, have you sinned?
Yeah.
Okay. And what people who sin deserve what?
Death.
They deserve death. So, Jesus dying on our behalf, in our place, is why then we don't have to die eternally and pay that punishment as well. So Jesus is not still dead, though. What happened to Jesus?
He rose up again.
He rose up again on the third day, right? Easter or Resurrection Sunday. And then we also come back up out of the water and we are raised to obey and learn how to obey all that he told us to do. So you would like all of these people to know that you believe in Jesus. You want them to know that you are going to obey what Jesus has to say, which means that they could talk to you at any given point if they see you not obeying. So, Corey, your younger sister, she's seeing you as an example, one of her older brothers, saying this is what a Christian lives like, and so she's going to watch you to see if you are obeying. You're okay with that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a good question that all of us who have been baptized, this is a great time to rethink about it for ourselves. If you've been baptized, everybody else is watching you for what a baptized person is supposed to do. So that doesn't ever go away. And that's good. That's healthy, because sometimes we need other people's encouragement to remind us to obey and point out when we're not. So, Ben, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Silas, I'm not going to tell everybody your name. I'm going to make you tell them your name. So what is your name?
Silas.
Okay. Which is actually short for something else, right? Yeah. You can tell them what it's short for.
Sylvanus.
Sylvanus, yeah. Some good Bible names. So Silas, what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
And you are here to get baptized. I assume it's because you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why do you want to be baptized tonight?
So I can be part of the church and, yeah.
Okay. Be part of the church. Be in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So the church is identified as a number of people who believe something very important, and it relates to Jesus. So who is Jesus?
He's God.
He is God.
The ruler of all of us.
The ruler of all of us. That's correct. And what is so significant about what Jesus did when he came to earth?
He died for us.
He died for us. So why did he need to die for us? What was wrong that made it so we needed somebody to come and die for us?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Sure. So we deserve to die, mm-hmm. because what have we done?
Sinned.
We have all sinned. Yeah. And can you tell me what is a sin? Like, what does that mean?
Doing something wrong.
Doing something wrong according to who?
Jesus and God.
Yeah, according to God. So God has certain commands and prohibitions, and if we break those, that's called disobedience and sin. And he says that those who sin deserve death.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what all of us deserved, and Jesus came and died for those who believed in him so that they would not have to die. So then when Jesus died, did he stay dead?
No.
No? Where is he? What happened to him?
He rose again.
Okay, he rose again. And he is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven even now. So he is alive. And then he gives us spiritual life so that we can learn to obey him even better, mm-hmm. and glorify him and even be connected with the church.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like all of these people. It's different when you actually have to be the one here looking at them. Right? So like I'm responsible to these people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about that. So you would like all of these people to know that you believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that you want to be connected to them. You must not know them all very well. That's just a joke.
I know my mom.
You know your mom. That's good. You want them to know that you're a Christian and that you're committing your life to Christ. I mean, you believe in him, so you are committing to live the rest of your life as his disciple with the church people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. And it is glorifying to God.
Mm-hmm.
So, Silas, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, now I have Peter in my class, so I'm going to tell you that his name is Peter. You are the oldest Leiden young man, right? I mean, other than your dad, but he's not young like that. Yeah. So, Peter, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. Good. Junior high is an amazing age. Yeah. So, Peter, why are you here tonight? Why do you want to get baptized?
Be a part of the church.
Be a part of the church. What does that mean? So, what makes up the church? What does the church do? What's the identity of the church? Why do you want to be a part of the church?
To be more spiritually mature.
Okay, spiritually mature, good. But all the people who are part of the church, they believe something. What is it that they believe? I mean, they can actually believe a bunch of different things, but the one thing really that unites us is what belief?
The gospel.
The gospel, yes. What is the gospel?
The gospel.
Okay. Gospel means good news. So what's so good about the good news? What makes it so good? It relates to what we deserve and then what Jesus did for us, even though we deserve it.
We get life instead of death because he died on the cross.
We get, turn this way, yeah. Yeah, we get life instead of death. That is a great answer. We deserve death. By his grace, he gives us life. So why did we deserve death? What had we done that made it so we deserve death?
Sin, eat the fruit.
Okay, yeah, Eve ate the fruit. That was her disobedience. Then Adam ate the fruit. And we are all metaphorically still doing what God told us to not do. So we have all sinned. That means we deserve death. And Jesus came and died. And then is he still dead? Okay, so what happened to him?
He rose from the grave.
He rose from the grave, which is what baptism is a picture of, right? So in a moment, you are about ready to be buried, and then you are going to be raised back up, just like you are when you believe in Jesus. You are buried with him in baptism, and then raised to walk in newness of life. So you are committing yourself to walking in that new life. You're making that commitment in front of everybody, okay? So you want them to know that you believe in Jesus, okay? You want to be part of the church community, which means that then you're accountable to everybody. So not just your family at home, siblings, parents, but to teachers at school, to other classmates who are here and they're seeing you be baptized. So this is your public commitment that you are going to learn to obey Jesus and all that he has commanded for the rest of your life. You're ready for that commitment. You're nodding. I'm seeing if I can get you to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There isn't any greater blessing, though it does come with challenges as God makes us like his son. But there also isn't any greater blessing than to have that life that he gives us and to be able to share that life with the rest of our church family. So Peter, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'd love to pray for those young men, and then we'll move on to the next part of the service. Father, thank you for Paul and Ben and Silas and Peter. I do ask that even the obedience by faith that they just demonstrated, that you would bless, not just tonight, but this week and for, again, the rest of their lives, that you would take the seed that you have implanted by your Spirit, that you would cause it to grow, that you would mature them in Jesus, that you would unite them to the church, and even as they're able to share communion, that would be a joy to them, and that would even help as the rest of the church body comes and encourages them and reminds them, just as we ourselves need that encouragement, those reminders, sometimes even the confrontations. Help us all to come alongside of the Leiden family. And again, these young men, help them to grow up in Jesus. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.